All right, I'm walking home from a meeting I just had about this like game festival thing where I'm introducing Andrew Plotkin that I talked about. My little speech was like 20 minutes at its most scattered. I got it down to 15, but I gotta get it down to 10, which is probably for the best. I'm gonna lose some anecdotes, jokes and shit, but I remember the first year I did stand-up in New York, it was like 7 or 8 minutes, and Keith told me, like, hey, get it down to 5, yo. And it was the right call. I still fit in all the good stuff, and I just lost a lot of shit in the middle that wasn't important. It's much better. So hopefully I can do that with this as well. Really is a weird thing, where it just went from, like, how am I gonna fill the time, to, like, oh my god, I have 20 minutes, like... I guess I shouldn't be so surprised. I mean, these podcasts fucking go on and on and on. But I think what I wanted to talk about a bit is do like a mailbag segment. So I got the new site up. It's got a little comment section. Very rare that I get comments. Very rare that anyone listens to this show. I mean, especially how the old RSS died from my old Libsyn account. Then there was a long hiatus. So you'd have to find this new site and the new feed. Really, if you don't follow me on Twitter, you're never going to even know this is going still. Not that many people cared before, now even fewer than that. So very few comments. But I got one from Eric from Calgary, who's like, hey man, keep exercising. Yeah, and he said on Twitter how exercise helped him through a bunch of weird shit in his life. So I agree. But then I got this comment from someone named Cole. Well, I know a couple Coles, but I can't really imagine this being one of them. Maybe, I don't know. It was a real fucking downer, dude. Where a couple episodes back, I ended by saying, like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if this was a manic episode I was having and it's all recorded and I can look back and go, like, dude, you were crazy. So this dude posted, dude or chick, I guess, I don't know. I know one girl Cole and one boy Cole. That, you know, like a psychotic break is not so far from what I seem to be experiencing. And then went on to list my recent achievements as breaking up a relationship, trying to forge a relationship from the ashes with someone who didn't even seem to want to be in one, then casting myself as the victim, and rather than learning new things from the experience, just using it to reinforce my previous views, and that all of that is literally insane. It's like, maybe you can tell from my tone, but I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who has followed me this far down the rabbit hole? Who is still following the shit that I do and knows what I'm up to? And is this much, like, how do I even put this? Like, just looking for all the ways that I suck? Like, looking for the negative side of all of this? Like, what the hell? I'm not gonna lie to you, I was a little hurt. I don't mind admitting that I don't really take criticism very well. You know, I think I'm getting better. But it was right before I went to bed, and I was like, ah, oh, why did I have to read that right before I went to bed? Like, now I'm just laying in bed thinking this through. But I don't want to just shit on that comment or disregard it or whatever. Like, I really do think, obviously this has been a weird time in my life, and I've made weird mistakes, and I really think the only problem with making mistakes is if you don't learn anything from it. And I think if someone took the time to write this relatively elaborate post. I mean, this was obviously under their skin, like hearing the shit I've been talking about lately. They had a very clear view and opinion on what this means that I don't particularly agree with. But the thing is, I don't just disagree either. Like, I do take it to heart when people tell me stuff. And if someone is noticing something about me, like, that's valuable to get the outside perspective, because it's really hard to understand yourself and to see yourself clearly. And I think all that stuff the breaking up a relationship, forging another relationship out of it, out of, you know, nothing, casting myself as a victim, entrenching my views, not learning anything. I mean, all of that, you can make that argument. I mean, I can see that. I can see that flow that leads to that. And I think a lot of that also is based on, I mean, you only know what I'm telling you. And I mean, I try to see multiple sides of things, try to be a little self-deprecating and stuff. And I don't know, sometimes it's really not to one's benefit to do that, I guess. But like I was thinking in that episode, I was talking about how me and this girl that broke up with me, you know, how we didn't seem to really have very much connection for the, you know, few years that I knew her, really. And maybe I was just, you know, building up a fairy tale so I could have what I wanted from her, despite the fact that it's not really real. And I guess that's the thing, is that thought occurred to me because I think that is partially true. But I think there's another side also. Like, I guess what I'm really trying to say, what I want to talk about, I guess, is how there are two sides to everything. And I don't generally think in that way or talk in that way. It is like, it's effort for me to see the multiple sides of a situation. And even once I see them, I then, you know, I've got to pick a view to have. I've got to pick an opinion to stick with. I've got to pick a path to go down. And I just think that is mainly just how I'm wired. I don't really know how people live other than that. Like, to make your way through the world, I feel like that's just what you have to do. And I think there's a value to that. Like, it's not necessarily something you got to beat yourself up about. Like, you know, if you're like a director or an editor, like, you need to know. You need to have a clearly delineated opinions and thoughts about things. You can't be wishy-washy. It can't be this or that. It has to be this. This is how it is. This is what we need to do. This is how it needs to be. This is what needs to happen. And I think, you know, it's easy for me, for being this type of person, it is easy for me to fall into just a narrow view and like, here's how it is. But I do recognize the other sides of things. And I don't know, I thought that might be interesting to just kind of parse through the post this guy made and sort of like demonstrate the two sides to each thing. Of course, I'm just walking down the street and I don't have it in front of me, but I think I can mainly remember. I don't know, it's weird too, I guess, to like to lay out both sides of something. When you show, like, yeah, here's the good side and here's the bad side. Like, here's the thing I did that was potentially nice and coming from a pure, kind of honest place. And here's the side where I was being self-serving and kind of fucking people around and not being very cool. It's not seen as a balance to people, you know? They just want to see the bad side. But, like, this idea that I was trying to break up this girl's relationship because I wanted to have her for myself. Like, there is an element of that. This very self-serving thought. But it's not something I would have acted on, or ever have acted on, in and of itself, you know? Like, so I would like to have this girl be my girlfriend. That's not enough reason for me to go try to make her leave her boyfriend. Like, it's just not. I've never done that. It's only because this guy was being so terrible. Such a terrible relationship they were in. Just the really, really bad situation. Now, obviously, the best version of myself would have tried to talk with them or talk to him and try to help them sort out their relationship. I didn't do that. So you see, there's like the two sides of things needed to change. The way things were with that girl, I mean, she was drowning. Like, it was brutal, and just nobody knew. She just isn't sociable enough. There was really only me and one other guy that knew them well enough and spent a lot of time at their place and saw how things were. And when I finally brought up to her this idea of like, geez, you know, he is not treating you very well. Like, what is going on here? It turns out the other friend told her the same thing. Like, it wasn't just some invented thing. The situation was really bad. And this girl's just like self-image wasn't strong enough to fix things or whatever. And sure, I mean, it's none of my business, I should just stay out of it. But I didn't. So it was partially self-serving and partially coming from a place where this girl, I really felt like she needed some help. And she seemed to agree. I mean, takes two to tango. So there's that other notion, is that I was inventing this relationship. And I guess a lot of the stuff I've said kind of lends credence to that. And there was a lot of like limerence of just like me kind of concocting how I wished she was, or taking small elements of how she was and exploding those to be how she is. And it just wasn't really true. But she was, I mean, she broke up with him a bunch of times and was all set to move in with me and like was looking up apartments, or even without me, was even looking up places she could move by herself, other people she could move in with. Like, I didn't concoct that. I wasn't even here for a fucking 3 weeks. I was back in New Brunswick. And there are times when I think, like, was all this just because I kind of wanted to get laid? Like, did I make all this, whip up all this infatuation just so that I could maneuver myself into a place where I could sleep with this girl? And honestly, there are days when I, like, think, like, wow, was that everything? Was that what this was about? Crazy. But then there's the side where me and her talking really did help me, like, with my brother. Like, something that's just been weighing on me for almost 20 years, this girl helped me with. And on her end, I mean, she smoked weed, like, to crazy excess. Like, really just trying to numb herself. Like, really just self-medicating. She was smoking way less. She was looking into new jobs, where she'd just been stuck at her old job before for, like, 3 years. And she talked about how she felt better about herself, like she was coming back to life, like she felt this like glow inside her, this like feeling of self-worth that she just hadn't felt. At first she said since like she was a teenager, but then she said like even she didn't even really feel it then, like it was this new feeling. And that was happening from us spending time together. Like, we were both really good for each other in that way. It was really like something good was happening for both of us. So I think, again, there's the two sides. I mean, I can't deny, like, there was a big part of the impetus for me to move down this road, that the drive was just base. It was just like, man, I would like to sleep with this girl. But along with that is this other stuff. And it's like both sides are, like, they're opposed, kind of, but they don't invalidate each other. Like, there was a reason that we could have been together and it could have worked, and this could have been a situation that could have possibly, like, been good. It was a narrow chance, you know? The further from it I get and the more I look at it, I'm like, man, there was not a good chance of that really working. But there was something there. It wasn't just some made-up bullshit. And as insofar as like casting myself as the victim, like, I do know that I have a predilection toward that. When I eventually found out about borderline personality disorder, it's like, whoa, I think that kind of fits. I think I have some element of that, some aspects of that really fit with me. And that's such a hard thing to like to realize about yourself and to understand and to know and to accept and to just say, to just tell people, like, yeah, I have this weird brain, I have this black and white brain, I have these persecution complexes, I have, like, when I feel upset about something, I feel so upset, like, too much. But, like, you can't just stop it. You can't just stop being like that, you know? You have to work your way through it. You have to figure out what's going on. And I think it's just better to say it and to admit it and to know it than to try to hide it or avoid it or ignore it. I don't know, it annoys me to be like fucking maybe this is my persecution complex talking, but like criticized for feeling bad because a girl broke up with me. Like, are you fucking serious? I'm not allowed to feel bad about that? Or again, there's the two sides. Like, I see it. I see how, because I mean, it went all the way. She officially broke up with that dude. She was with me. And then it just sort of became clear that whatever there was between me and her was not enough. There wasn't as much there as I thought there was. She didn't want to be with me anymore. And I can understand that. And I think she made the right call. But at the same time, I went from this person that had become, for whatever different weird reasons, very important to me, just would not see me anymore. And then we got in a little text argument, and after that she wouldn't talk to me anymore. And like, that's it. It's just over. For like 3 months I talked to this girl every day, and then just never again. Totally gone. And I'm not supposed to feel bad about that? Like, what the fuck, dude? I mean, I can list you off my problems, you know? I try to understand myself as well as I can. I try to understand as many of the weird, idiosyncratic, fucked up things that are going on with me as I can. But there hits a point where I feel like other people are far weirder. Like, really? You're just gonna get over that? That's not gonna bother you? That's fucking that's bizarre to me. That's not natural. That's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know, maybe it does seem like it's been a little too long. Maybe I should be over it more. Maybe I should be talking about it less. But yeah, maybe I come off a little bit like I'm seeing myself as a victim in a podcast where all I do is talk about myself. I mean, it's gonna come up. It's kind of the major event of my life right now. Maybe it takes me a little longer than other people. Like, sorry, what am I supposed to fucking do, man? I'm trying to sort it out. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to work it through. Realize at this point I'm just arguing with like an internet comment that's like the most classic thing in the world. And it's hard to read tone and stuff, but it was just like such a not on my side fucking post. It's like, dude, you can't give me the benefit of the doubt at all. Like, you must know me to some extent to have, again, followed me this far down this path to still know what I'm even doing. That's just, like, offensive to me. And then I think, like, okay, I do this to people sometimes. I mean, like, this girl's ex-boyfriend, or boyfriend again, I guess now. I've known that guy for years. And yeah, I'm not liking him right now. But again, I can see the two sides. Like, I can remember all the times we had that were kind of fun. It's obvious even just from the fact that she is back with him, things weren't all bad. Obviously, there was a good side and there was a bad side. There's value for her to be with him. There's ways that being with him makes her life better. But that doesn't invalidate the other side. Like, again, the two sides coexist. The two sides of the story are both true. Doesn't mean all the horrible shit that I saw where he just treated her like crap did not happen. I mean, honestly, I can't think of anybody who I've ever had like problems with or an argument with or fallen out with that I don't see their side of it. And I guess maybe I don't talk that way that much. Maybe that's what I'm trying to get to, I guess, is like, I don't know, this guy's post was so like critical of me. I'm just like, fuck off. But I am that way also. Like, I just naturally am that way, and I should really try to be less like that. And I think maybe I will try to, like, I'll try to be more mindful of the two sides of every story. It's hard for me. Like, I find it unpleasant. I really find life so much clearer and easier to navigate when it is like, you just choose a thing, you choose one thing, and that's it, that's how it is, and that's what we're doing, and that's what's going on, and that's where everyone stands. But I guess even though I talk that way a lot, I don't know, I guess I hoped that people understood that I do see the other sides of things, and maybe they don't. I guess people only know what you tell them, right? So even though I'm acting all annoyed and indignant, like, there's two sides to that too, where I'm like, oh, that comment really ruined my night yesterday and like really kind of hurt my feelings and I was kind of annoyed by it. But at the same time, I am happier that it's there than not there. Because it's getting me to talk about this and to kind of think things through a little more. Maybe like reevaluate how I talk about things and how I approach stuff. So thanks for that, Cole. Whoever you are out there in the internet. And I guess the last thing was about that I'm using this situation to entrench my views and not to grow. And I guess that's because I got kind of rambly two episodes back talking about how I was in school and how I'm glad I'm still like that and my anti-society views and shit. But again, I just kind of presume that it should be sort of taken for granted that, I mean, I'm a person on this earth. Like, I'm a human being. I'm not just a cartoon person. That's one thing I always was uncomfortable with being on Keith and the Girl in New York, is you really get pegged as a cartoon version of a person. Here's your major traits. Here's how you relate to different people, and that's kind of it. Like, it's pretty hard to break out of the mold. And I wasn't even really trying. I kind of played into the mold. I'm like, all right, it's the show. It's the big show. Here's my part in the circus. And it gets really, like, that's what I think really started to make me feel awful. And less like myself, like just disassociated from myself. It's like, who is this person that's even on this fucking show? Like, what is this? This isn't how I am really. This isn't how I think of things. How did I let this happen? But again, two sides to everything. Like, even though that was a weird situation, ultimately, it was obviously a great experience in my life too, and a great cool thing that I got to do. So this idea of just my views being entrenched, I mean, yeah, there's that like one or two segments where I was just feeling especially sort of bizarre in the head and just like, I just shit in the woods, so I'm really feeling tribal and primal and like, here's how life should be, you should be able to piss everywhere, fuck society. Obviously I like society, society's got all kinds of great things to it. And I just really don't feel like the overall arc of what I've been talking about since this breakup with these exercise episodes has been an entrenchment of these, like, really ingrained thoughts and feelings about stuff. I feel like a lot of things have changed. Like, I've really come to terms with that I am not driven enough about work. I've prayed, you know, like, I've, like, let that into my life. Like, this thing that I was always just stringently against, and I'm like, no, maybe there's value to this. Maybe there's some kind of value to expressing yourself that way. The exercise, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's particularly calling it a psychotic break or even a manic episode is like way, way too much. But I guess I see the thrust of that, where it is like, yeah, things were bad. I was feeling really bad every day and I didn't know what to do about it. And your body does just, or your mind hits a point where it's like, this is not a tenable way to live anymore. This has to change. Things need to be different. And I think that led me to exercise especially, and just doing work and really just kind of bringing myself up to the level of like what a person has to be like just to make it in the world, just to be a normal person. You have to do this level of work, and I just got away with not having to be that type of person. Or I thought I was getting away with it, but it was just more and more clear that I wasn't. Like, I guess I don't see this now as the thing that's weird. I see before as the thing that was weird. Like, before, when my life was just adrift, like, I do think that's a lot of what led me to get into this situation with this girl and to try to drum up some kind of stability and make an artificial goal and try to get validation from someone else. Like, I feel like that was the problem. Like, that was like my reverse, my anti-manic episode. Like, I don't even know what you'd call that, but just depressive, I guess. But I'd really kind of stalled out and just kind of dug myself into the ground, and I was trying to find some way out, some way to shake things up, some way to make things be better. And the way that I chose obviously had some consequences and some shake-ups for people. But even that, I feel like there's two sides. Like, maybe it was irresponsible of me to get involved in this other relationship, but things now are clearly better between them. Like, they were not good before. They were like she was gonna eventually leave him before. Now they've gone to like couples therapy, they've talked things out. It's like a second try, it's a new lease. Like, this guy, he wasn't gonna keep her the way things were. Now maybe he will, you know, maybe he's doing better. I hope to God, I can only assume. Like, out of all this weird junk that happened, there was good. There was good for them, and ultimately there was good for me. I mean, like, it's really kind of woken me up. I don't know, I feel like when I listen back to these last run of episodes, I just feel like kind of a pride where I'm like, I kind of like this guy. Like, this guy is doing stuff. He's working on things. He's going somewhere where he wasn't before for a long time, you know? So, I mean, I guess that's all I'm trying to get to, is these the two sides of the coin. I both liked and didn't like your comment, Cole. It did really bother me, but it's good to be bothered. Like, it's good to have that kick of like, do I agree with this? Do I not agree with this? It turns out I agree and I don't agree with this. Like, that's a weird idea that I think I just need to get more comfortable with, is life really is both two things and two sides. Like, there is not one side to anything. There's not one answer. There's always two. But also, just despite the fact that there are two or more, like, multiple ways to see the situations and multiple ways to interpret them, and good and bad that comes out of virtually everything, I'm always going to be the kind of person that picks one. And I don't necessarily dislike that about myself. Like, I think that makes me a more interesting artist. I think that makes me more able to see a clear path, regardless of whether it's right or wrong. I make the choice and I go with it, you know? But I can see the other side, I guess, is all I'm trying to say. And man, it was just such a downer. It's like, oh, I don't know. I guess it's not like I expected everybody to just be on my side, but be on my side a little more than that, dude. And maybe this ramble will put someone a little more on my side, or maybe less on my side. Maybe this is really, they're just like, oh, fuck this guy. Are you kidding? But whatever, man. It's what I am. It's who I am. I don't know. I guess if it does turn out that this is a psychotic break, manic episode, I'll come back and apologize later, but I don't know. I mean, getting in shape and doing more work and feeling better about myself, it's not the worst fucking psychotic episode you could ever hope for. But I mean, see, like, I know there are aspects of that in my physiology and in my mind. I mean, my brother's crazy. He's schizophrenic. He's out of his mind. My dad has this really bad temper. My mom has a really bad temper. Both families are all fucking weird. So I guess that's the final duality. It's like, I'm doing the best that I can. I'm really trying to figure things out, and I'm trying to do better, and I'm trying to be stronger, and I'm trying to not hurt people around me. I'm trying to become a better person. And at the same time, fuck you. Fuck you, dude. Don't fucking tell me the fucking... I'm sorry. Alright, well, there's a fucking weird episode. The mailbag episode. I hope that made some kind of sense. Thanks for listening, whoever you are, however you found this. If you really think I'm so goddamn terrible, though, I mean, stop! Why are you listening to this? I'm not making you. like another duality of like humble and braggarty. Everything is everything. Oh, that's it. I just figured it out. Lauryn Hill, Everything is Everything. That's what we're gonna play. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.
Practice extending across the atlas. I begat this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow.
And the ones on top,
the ones on top
won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
Eventually,
la 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 la
la.
You know, there is a part of me that wishes I could be a little more cool, calm, and collected about stuff all the time, a little more wise, a little more sage-like. But on the other hand, people like that are pretty fucking boring. And I think too, I mean, like, my best friends that I've had for my whole life are the people that, they don't take this type of stuff to heart, you know? If I get a little amped up about something, a little declarative, like, they know it's not for reals, you know? It's just the mood that I'm in. So I think that's another duality, is like, yeah, I can try to be mindful of myself. I can try to be a bit more, you know, not let this get in the way, say, not let this personality of mine, like, fuck shit up for me or make me lose friends or whatever. But at the same time, I need to be around people that understand. Just mold yourself and meld yourself into someone else. That is a recipe for misery. That's never gonna work. Two things. I like this, man. I like this concept. Maybe I will really try to just go into everything with the duality idea. There is no clear answer. There's two answers. Like, not infinite answers, not unknowable. Just two. Just up my one to two. I think that could help a lot. Because if there's only two, they're gonna be fairly opposed, probably, and still both true and still both applicable and not, like one doesn't invalidate the other. They can be diametrically opposed and they don't invalidate the other. I mean, maybe it'll even help, like even stuff like with this girl, where there was the side of me that really felt like I was helping her and she was helping me. But then there was the side that's like, dude, you just want to get your dick sucked. And I was not paying attention to that side. I was fully focused on the, this is a glorious, noble act side. If I had been a little more open to the other side, you know, maybe the two could kind of coexist. Maybe the two could work together. Maybe the two could make a greater outcome in the end. I don't know, man. The continuing adventures. Let's fucking see. Liars and lovers, twin brothers, never.